Whew, holy fuck, Dick. It is fucking hot as fuck out today. Started off real overcast. Now it's become brutally sunny. But, I mean, I won't dwell on it because my whole last episode was called I will miss Jeju Island. But I will miss Jeju Island. All I did today was go to Adia Coffee. Took the bus to Adia. Since there's not one in Seguapo, I had to travel a little ways by this beautiful shoreline area. Got myself a fancy pants latte, sat there all afternoon. Now I'm just heading back to the bus. And fuck yeah, it's like, Jesus, I really can't be outside in this for too long because so stupid. But since it was majorly overcast and my only plan was to take the bus to the coffee shop, I didn't put on sunscreen today. What an idiot. I know better than to do that, but I'm just going to walk one bus stop down just so I can do a little yammering. But maybe I shouldn't. I am a little scared of getting burned even in this little bit of time out under the sun. But yeah, I am in a Miss Jeju Island. Just, this neighborhood is particularly nice. I have a great affinity for any neighborhood with an Adia Coffee, but I feel like anywhere I'd go would have been nice. I have no more adventures planned. Just gonna putter around for my last few days. But I feel like I could just putter around wherever and it'll just be like, this is just nice. But anyway, my plan now is to just try to use up money before I leave. I've got about $40 on my T-Money transit card. And I think I got about $80 in cash left, which the cash is less important. I mean, maybe I even should be keeping it and just get it converted into Taiwanese dollars at the airport. But I'd rather just try to use up everything and then just hit an ATM once I get to Taiwan. But especially with the T-Money card. If I don't use that credit, it is stuck. I think it's about $5 to get to the airport. So basically I'm aiming for around $10. If I can have $9 or $10 on this thing, that'll make sure I can get to the airport and then just have a few dollars that'll sit on the card, that's fine. But 40 is way too much. And it's like $1.50 to take the bus, so transit-wise, I can't possibly use it up in time. So, I thought I would go to Paris Baguette because they're everywhere. I've been walking past them every day for the last 6 months and I've never gone to one. But when I first got to South Korea, I looked up a list of stores that purport to take T-Money cards. And I guess basically what I've learned is that they just don't. They just don't. A T-Money card is super useful in South Korea. I mean, basically necessary for transit, but I think you should really just think of it as a transit card. You can use it at most convenience stores, but even every once in a while, I've had a convenience store of one of the major chains just not take T-Money. Sometimes they just don't. I don't know why. And that could be the case with these other chains as well. Maybe I went to the only Paris Baguette that doesn't take T-Money, but I don't know, I don't think so, because I've had this experience before at different coffee shops. I can't remember if it was a Toosome place or Starbucks, but one of them claimed to take T-Money, and I know did take T-Money once, and that's like almost worse when it works once, and then at the next branch, they don't take T-Money, and then the next one, they don't take T-Money, so I just was like, okay, I give up, no more asking. And Daiso, same thing. I have a vague memory of the first Daiso I went to taking T-Money cards in Seoul, and then it never happened again. It never worked again. And they all had, as did this Paris Baguette, they have the T-Money symbol on the credit card reader. So at some point, this was a thing that worked. You could use T-Money cards. But either the chains have just moved away from that and never updated their little logos on their credit card reader, or it's just a branch-by-branch thing, and many branches apparently just don't take the card. But yeah, I don't know, I just thought I'd bring that up, of just like, it's great to have a T-Money card, it's very necessary, but it is just for transit. I should be able to use this up, because, you know, like I said, most convenience stores, 95% of convenience stores, if not more, will take the card. So I should be able to eat up $30 pretty easy, you know, if I just buy some fancy pants sandwiches and whatnot, that'll add up real quick. But I think that's my only option. As for Paris Baguette, though, the reason I never went to one is I would always peer into the window as I walked by. And just nothing stood out. Nothing was like, oh, I gotta go in and I gotta try that. And now that I finally went in one, that is kind of how I felt, is surprisingly how do I put this? Non-unusual. You know, that's one thing I've been finding this whole time in South Korea is the well of strange flavor combinations and flavor profiles that we just don't have in North America seems endless. All the way through this trip, I've been finding more and more unusual, strange combinations that I'm just like, huh, that's a little unexpected. And at this one Paris Baguette, I mean, this was a smaller branch, but it was like nothing that stood out in that way, which I shouldn't complain. I've been complaining about the reverse this whole time. But even the sandwiches, this is literally the only place where I've seen normal sandwiches. Just a normal BLT and a normal chicken wrap or whatever. Not, hey, grape jelly and pineapple paste and tuna, you know, or just whatever. Just the randomness of convenience store sandwiches. And then all the bakery stuff was just like, yeah, I don't know, seems pretty, just bakery. Oh, shit. I'm walking by one of these times when they've got squid from the ocean just hung up, like on a clothesline. Except this time it's not, the other time I saw this, I feel like it was like pins, like clothespins. This time it's just skewers. They just use a skewer through the squid to hang it from these ropes. But yeah, the other place where I saw this was way further north. That's pretty cool for one of my final things to see on the island. Just the squid hung up like stockings on a clothesline, just drying in the sun and the wind. But yeah, I got like a banana milk, I got a BLT sandwich, I got a some kind of muffin. I don't know, I haven't eaten those yet. And it's like $11. Not the worst deal, not the best deal. But yeah, like I said, even though T-Money was on the little card reader thing, when I said T-Money, the lady looked very unsure. So I held up the card just to make sure it wasn't a translation issue. And she said, like, hey, go ahead, put it on the thing if you want. I guess I kind of appreciated that. Where, yeah, like, I just laid it on the card reader and nothing happened. And she's like, see, it doesn't work. And I was like, all right, fair enough. I mean, I can't argue with that. So I just paid in cash. But I could have swore in Seguapo, I think there's a Paris Baguette where I saw, like, an ad that was like, if you use your T-Money card on a Tuesday or something, you know, you get, like, a 10% discount or extra points or whatever. I could be wrong, though. But anyway, that's the overall story of the T-Money card. Totally unreliable for anything except transit, but absolutely necessary for transit. Which is fine. I don't think you can use transit cards for anything but transit in North America. It's a bonus that you could use it for anything additional in these other countries. But the Japanese Suica card is a lot more flexible than the old T-Money. Something else I noticed today is near the Adia I went to, there's a like a family pool type of thing. And as I walked by, I noticed nobody was shirtless. And I think that's kind of cool because it really makes a lot more sense. The North American thing is if you're a dude and you're at the pool, you're shirtless. But everyone here was wearing basically like long-sleeved, sort of like divers shirts, you know, like a wetsuit, but just a long sleeve shirt version. Every person. And it's definitely not like, oh, don't want to show my chubby belly. There's a ton of super fit people in South Korea. It's definitely not that. It's because the sun is death. It's really, really irresponsible to go swimming without a shirt on. You're just asking to get sunburned. And in North America, we should not be doing that shit. And they figured that out here. As it is just so sunny and so hot and so brutal. They're just like, no, that's apparently this is, I'm inferring why they're doing this, but it's gotta be because of that, right? Because like that amount of bare skin if you're going to be in the sun all day is a hugely bad idea. And it's just kind of neat to see that, yeah, there was literally not one person, male or female, that didn't have their upper body covered while they were swimming. And I approve of that. It's a good move. Also, man, I noticed while I was sitting at Adia, just a weird little slightly bad smell. And I was like, well, that's definitely me, because I'm sitting off in the corner by myself. No one else is around. And I'm just smelling all of my various items, and they all smell fine. And I realized it was my t-shirt. And it's a very small smell. Like, if I directly smell my t-shirt, it doesn't seem that bad. It's just, as I'm just sitting there, I don't know, I could just catch a whiff of it once in a while. But this is a t-shirt that I just put through the wash, just put it on today. Supposedly clean, and I realized what happened is that my weather-resistant jacket that I've just had slung over my shoulders while I've been doing the circumnavigation of Jeju, it was so sweaty and so gross the other day. It just smelled so bad from built-up sweat that I quarantined it. I put it in its own separate bag. I was like, this thing is so gross, I literally don't even want to put it in with my other laundry. And then when I did do laundry, I put everything together, but it's like 50 cents to get detergent out of the machine. And I know you're not supposed to over-soap your clothes, just, you know, so it doesn't overflow the machine or fuck something up. But I was like, just that coat is so gross that I got a dollar's worth. I got a second thing of detergent just to really blast my clothes. And yeah, it didn't work. Like, it did make the jacket clean, but it just seems like that awful smell did transfer just a little to my other clothes. So hopefully my next round of laundry before I go will balance everything out. But it's like, damn, that is how brutally sweaty and gross my jacket got. Because everything else I would just wear for the one day, whereas the jacket I would have like slung around my shoulder all week. And it's just, yeah, so disgusting that a round of laundry was not enough. So I looked into the antimicrobial wool. It's called merino wool. I was looking it up a little, and apparently it is really expensive and not extremely sturdy. So I don't know, I'm curious. It sure couldn't hurt. Traveling with just one bag as I do, with my limited space for clothes, it would be nice to have clothes that were more resistant to getting all gross and sweaty. But this shit is like really expensive. Like, I could buy, you know, a pair of socks for $3, or I could buy the merino wool socks for $30. It's like, yikes. But I mean, maybe it's worth it. I don't know. Spend like $150 on a shirt. But if it's like an awesome shirt, the antimicrobial thing sounds real good. But the idea that at that price, it's not actually very sturdy, I don't love. So I'm not going to go out of my way. But I mean, it's on my mind. I'm aware of it now because, yeah, it just sucks when you do laundry and you're fucking... Laundry is still slightly odd smelling. I don't like that. All right, did I have any other little odds and ends on my mind? I guess not. I think those are my last little, is what I figure I'll do till I leave South Korea, is just any more little tiny random weird little things that I notice, I'll just sort of sweep them up. I'll just try to grab them and throw them in the podcast. But time is wrapping up soon, and that's all I got for now. And you know, there is some stuff that you know, it's hard to come to a conclusion about until I'm on my way out, till I've been here 6 months and can really verify how it is. And yeah, that's how I feel about T-Money. I wasn't totally sure. Is it just me? Is it just coincidence? No, I think at this point I can say, even places that say they take T-Money, they don't. They don't. You're lucky if they do. Consider that a bonus. Definitely don't plan on buying shit with your T-Money card. I just had an unfortunately long wait for a bus, so I was like, hey, there's a Happy to See You convenience store. Let's pop in there. Let's take a gander. Let's see what I can do with this T-Money card. Because I think I was thinking too small. I was like, I don't know, I guess I'll just buy like a bunch of junk food, you know? That's what I did at the end of Japan with my leftover yen. So I just bought a bunch of crap at the airport and I ate it. But obviously I must not have had, I don't remember specifically, but I must not have had too much money left. Where thinking about that here, if between my T-Money card and my cash, I got over $100, that's kind of a lot of junk. Surely I can do something better with that. And of course I can. I don't know why I didn't think about this. So I just looked through the convenience store and I realized I could just buy useful stuff. So I bought some wet wipes, a buy one, get one free toothbrush, a little traveler-sized mouthwash. I meant to buy some Tylenol, but I forgot. Sometimes Tylenol is just on the shelf, but sometimes it's behind the shelf and you gotta ask for it. That's how it was here. So I forgot because it wasn't directly in front of my face, but I'll do that next time I'm at a convenience store. And I noticed they also sell socks in there. They might not be the best socks of all time, but it's kind of neat where, you know, I've been running through socks like crazy, but even if I have socks with like a hole in them, you know, I'll throw them in the laundry, run them through again, because it's like, you know, I won't wear those on a big hiking day, but I could put them on upside down or something for just a normal walking around the neighborhood day, you know, squeeze a little extra time out of my socks. But now that I only have one more round of laundry before I leave South Korea, now if I have a worn out sock, it just goes right into the garbage. It's not going through another round of laundry. So I'm not actually sure how many socks I'll have at the end of this. But I probably need a refill on the socks. Still probably better to just do that on the other side when I get to Taiwan. But again, if I just need to spend T-Money credits, it's like, oh yeah, I can buy useful stuff. I can buy stuff I actually need. Just like hygiene stuff, toiletry stuff, socks. Awesome. I don't know why I didn't think of that earlier. Man, also, I don't remember if I told this story or not, but it doesn't hurt repeating because it's a quick story, that when I traveled in 2019, just a lot of stuff I hadn't thought about when I went to Japan the first time. Like, for example, I only had one bank card, one ATM card, and I suddenly realized that was a problem before I even got to Japan, because in Amsterdam, I put it in an ATM machine and it got stuck, and for many minutes it would not come out. And I eventually pried it out with a library card that I also had in my wallet. Do I still even have my library card? I don't know. But it was very scary because I was like, oh, fuck. My card's stuck in there. It's my only way to get money when I'm overseas. And I can't even call the number on this ATM because I don't have a phone, you know, a normal phone. I was pretty scared. And then, months later in Japan, my bank card expired. Got an email from the bank just saying like, hey, your card's about to expire, but that's okay. There's a new one in the mail heading to your address. And I messaged them and was like, whoa, could you please delay that by any amount of time, but preferably a couple of months, because I'm overseas. I'm not coming home anytime soon. I can't get this card. And they were incredibly unhelpful. Scotiabank in Canada. I will always talk shit about you forever because of that. Fuck you. I just don't understand why you can't just change a number in your stupid fucking database and make my card work. Total shit bank. But yeah, my fault on both ends that I didn't realize that having one card was a huge mistake. And that I wasn't at all keeping track of when my bank card was due to expire. It expired at the worst possible time. But hey, as long as you don't make these mistakes twice, right? So this time around, I got a second bank account at a different bank, just so I'd have two bank cards. And I heard a saying about this that I think is really good. It's an engineering saying that if you have like a critical piece in a schematic, the saying is two is one and one is none. Like if it's an important part, you need redundancy. You need a backup, because if you don't, one is none. You may as well not have it at all. You may as well just assume that this system is gonna break, that this is dangerous and this isn't gonna function. So this time around, I have two bank accounts, two bank cards, and I even also have a backup pair of glasses. I mean, it's a pair of glasses I've got where the prescription is still fine, but the arm of the glasses broke. So they're a little funny looking because I tried gluing the arm back on, but it just wouldn't keep. But instead, I used a plastic straw, which those are quite rare. Now that everything's a paper straw, it's actually pretty hard to find a plastic straw. But a plastic straw was perfect to just hold the arm of my glasses on. And it's not even that noticeable if you don't look too close. But they're my backup glasses that hopefully I will never need. But I've got them packed away because that's another mission critical thing, is if I lose my glasses, I'm fucking blind. I'll be so fucked without my glasses. So I got two bank cards, two glasses. I wish I could have a backup passport. That's the only critical thing that I only have one of, but I don't think there's any way around that. I think one passport is all you get. But beyond that, yeah, I highly recommend doubles for things that are important, which in my case are a bank card, glasses, and I in fact have two smartphones. My second one, I mean, it was like this really cheap, really shit phone that was $100 Canadian brand new for just some crappy Android phone. And I dropped it in Seoul, I think it was. Cracked the screen, but I just bought a screen protector from Daiso. And it's like, well, that's my shit phone with its cracked screen. And in fact, now it's starting to, I've only had it a year, but it's starting to lose its batteries extremely quickly. But whatever, like that's the point, just to have something. That one is not as important. You can go get a smartphone in any country, anywhere, but why not have two? Doesn't hurt. Double the batteries. If one of them dies when you're out in the world, you got another one. If one of your phones gets lost, you don't have to go buy a phone with an OS that's not in your language. It's just, why not? That one I feel like just doesn't hurt. But not critical, just handy. But anyway, the reason I bring that all up is that my original bank card, I always just have tucked away with my passport in a little sling. It's around my shoulder right now. Put it in the sling, put it under my shirt, set it and forget it. Just have it on my person all the time. So I've been using the other card for everything, and it's starting to get glitchy on me. I noticed it when I was at KFC the other day, and I had to put it in the machine many times, like three or four times before it finally worked. And then I went to a McDonald's, and it wouldn't work there either. I went to the other kiosk, and then it worked. So, you know, my only problems so far have been fast food, no biggie. I haven't tried it at an ATM since it started getting bad on me, but obviously, you know, if I was back home, I would just go to the bank and ask for a replacement card, but I can't do that while I'm out in the world. So it's still a little uncomfortable. I don't like the feeling of having this card that I gotta keep trying and doesn't quite work right and is definitely starting to wear out. But I've got a second card, I got a backup. So it doesn't really matter. It's vaguely uncomfortable, but it's not like, uh-oh. It's a tiny, tiny worry in the back of my mind instead of a major calamity. So yeah, man, backup stuff, mission critical backups. Two is one is none. I feel like that's one of those sayings. You know, you hear these little sayings and they usually don't stick in your mind, but the ones that are actually useful in real life, they do stick in your mind. Like, I remember when I was in 10th grade English class, I had this kind of flaky teacher, but she taught me this thing that I still remember to this day, where because she was kind of flaky, the way she said it was righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. And it's just a way to know if you're turning a screw or you're trying to open a bottle. Right tightens it, left loosens it. So in my mind, I just changed it to right tight, left loose. You know, I just unsing-songed it up a little. But that's been in my mind my entire life. For decades now, right is tight, left is loose. Two is one, one is none. You know, these are the fucking nursery rhymes that are actually useful in life. All right, anyway, the bus should be here soon. So let me stop yammering about my travel logistics. However, stay tuned, because I'm sure there will be more coming up. Holy fuck. This might be a little bit loud. I'm on a street corner. It's not a super busy street, though. But I don't have any choice. This is the only place I can stand where I'm in the shade. I won't fucking die. So it's a Monday today. Wednesday is the day I leave Jeju Island. So I thought today would be my final little mini adventure. And then tomorrow I can just make sure I got all my shit together, go do laundry. And man, I just saw on, there's a little, one of the little LCD screens near me that has all the, what's going on today. 30.5 degrees Celsius, where the weather report said it's supposed to get up to 32. It is pretty early in the day. It's been a bit miserable. It's been making my last few days worse, but I've been doing a good job of getting up early in the morning. And then the rest of my day is kind of like, oh, fuck. So hopefully it pays off, though, on the travel day that I'm used to getting up at 8:30 in the morning. You never know. There's still the chance that it could all just go to shit, that I'll just get insomnia the night before and all this will be for nothing. But at least I'm trying. But yeah, at least we haven't reached peak heat yet, although we probably will just as I arrive. But yeah, it's one of those like feels like 38 degrees type of things. And the humidity, it's so insane. So it's the end of July right now. And yeah, summer in Asia is no joke. I mean, I always heard about it. But it is true, it's insane. So like I jumped in the shower this morning and I toweled all off, you know, I want to be as dry as possible because I've got my little sling I put under my shirt that has my passport in it. But more importantly, I've got a knee brace that I always put on, just a compression elastic knee brace, and little rubber thingies, little toggles that I put around my big toes to keep my toes from pointing inward and developing bunions. Basically, all that stuff, you know, it's got to be dry when I put them on. I can't start with them being all clammy and gross. Although, you know, they'll get that way from sweating, but I can't, at least don't want to start like that. Give my body the best opportunity, especially with my shoes, just because I'm still wearing these big boots, which I haven't found to be a big problem. In fact, my feet don't even sweat that much. But if they start wet, you know, it's kind of trapped in there. But the point is, I toweled all off, all super toweled, and just walking across the hotel room and just picking up, like, you know, picked up the little sling with my passport in it, and I saw beads of wetness running down my chest and running down my arm, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I know I just dried off, and it's that in just instantly, in moments, I'm just sweating, and not like little drops of perspiration, like sweat running down my body in less than a minute. It's fucking crazy. I had to turn on the air conditioner and just stand under it for a minute and just leave it on while I got dressed, just to give myself my best chance of not just being swamped. It's crazy. It's so hot. The pollution levels are great, though. They're the best they've ever been. I still don't know how this works, like why exactly in the winter things are so bad that it's like depressing. But in the summer, it just like blasts the fucking pollution away somehow. Like they're in the teens, where they've been hovering a little above 50 most of the time I've been here, but now it's like way down in the green zone. So yeah, you know, ups and downs, but yeah, this weather is fucking insane. And I know the place I've got coming up in Taiwan, they charge you to use the, like $3 or $4 a day to use the air conditioner. And I was thinking, like, oh, I'm sure I can just manage without that, but probably not. Probably not. I think that's going to be a phantom cost to my Airbnb. My $20 a day Airbnb is probably actually... See, that's, again, where I get tricked with these things. If I just got an Airbnb that was $24 a day that had air conditioning, it would have been the same thing. and probably would have been nicer, you know. Like, I realized that in Amsterdam, that I got a cheap-ish Airbnb out in Oudtshoorn, two cities away from Amsterdam, but then I realized it cost me 5 euros each way to get into Amsterdam, so it's like, why didn't I just spend 10 extra euros and get a place closer? It would have been the same thing. You don't think about these hidden costs sometimes. But I thought what I would do, because it is a very clear day today, just go to Gunsan Orium. I tried to go yesterday and I couldn't do it. Waking up early just killed me. I got up, I left the house, I walked to the bus stop. I actually went back to Paris Baguette. And yeah, it is pretty nice. All my complaints about the odd food in South Korea. Paris Baguette is very Western. Just got some sandwiches and some bakery stuff. Not cheap though. It was like $15 for all the crap that I bought. Though, to be fair, I mean, I guess if you go to McDonald's, it's $10 on a good day, but you can get that bill up to $13 easy, so it's all relative. Maybe it's not so bad, but if I had gone to Paris Baguette every day, would have been expensive, but it is definitely an option. If you just want to go get a nice sandwich that they made in the store, it's like, you know, pretty good. It's just that the sandwich is $7, but in today's modern world, $7 for a sandwich isn't even weird. That's pretty normal. But yeah, I ate that stuff and then I was like, I can't do this, and I went home. Today I'm feeling a lot better. But yeah, I just thought I would just go to the Gunsan Orium, just go there, go up, soak in the view, go down. Still gonna be brutally hot, still gonna be deadly, but not a whole big full day of walking. Because yeah, this weather, it is like still heat wave warnings and stuff. I really shouldn't even be doing anything. I should just stay inside. But I did that yesterday and I'm gonna do that tomorrow. So today we're doing it. We're going up to Gunsan. Gonna soak it in one last time. But unfortunately, I got to the bus stop at about the worst possible time where there's still 25 minutes till the bus arrives. Fuck me. So I just thought I'd record this little update to pass the time. So there we go. Thank you for eating up some time with me. Now I'm gonna go wait for the bus. Oh, I guess I should say I've been trying to use up my money. So I managed to use up all my T-Money card money, but too much. I just bought everything in the world yesterday from a convenience store. Oh, chips and chocolate bars and some kind of cream bread thing and a couple of these little 3% alcohol peach drinks. And oh, a pair of socks. Anyway, I spent so much money, I only had $3 left on my T-Money card. And it takes like $6 to get to the airport. So I had to put $10 back on the T-Money card. So that ends me off though with $13. Spend $3 today, $6 getting to the airport, have $4 left on it. That feels good. That's fine. I got enough money that I don't have any worries that, because I don't want to get to the bus Wednesday morning and not have enough money to get to the airport and have to sort that out on the fly. That would be terrible. So I'm very confident that I got enough money to get to the airport and just a few bucks left kicking around on that card. That's fine. That's the price of doing business. Oh God, yeah, just walking out into the sun just to go check the timer on this fucking bus stop. Insane. But yeah, when I do laundry tomorrow, unfortunately, to do laundry and make it fully dry costs just over $10. And it only takes the 50-cent pieces, the 500 won pieces. But the machine only takes $10 bills that it converts into coins. 13 more minutes, fuck me. So basically, even though I only need like 11 or 11.50 in money, I gotta put $20 in this thing. So I'm gonna have like $8 worth of 50-cent coins to get rid of. Again, no big deal. I just gotta be that annoying guy who goes into the convenience store and pays for everything with coins, you know? But at least that's one nice thing, since there's no tax, like in Canada, the prices are all bizarre and random because of tax. Taxes are added on as you buy stuff. Where at least here in Korea, you can plan it out. Like today I bought a specific Starbucks coffee and a specific bottle of water that, like I bought the more expensive water. Instead of the 700 won bottle, I bought the 1000 won, you know, the $1 bottle of water, just so it would all come out to exactly $4 because I had $4. And I just gave her the $4 and ding, 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 there, get rid of those. But yeah, turns out using up your money, not that hard to do. Quite fucking easy to do, should be no problem. And then whatever little coins and stuff I've got left at the airport, I'll just, I don't know, put them in like the coin return of a machine or something. So the next person who gets their change back will get a mystery extra $1.50 or something. just because otherwise I'll be, you know, sometimes I would keep coins from the Netherlands or from Japan as a little keepsake, but I don't really. My memories of the keepsake. Any Korean money I don't use right now, I'll just have to carry it forever. So it's better just to leave it. But yeah, this should be no problem. Of all of my various little things to juggle, not that there's anything particularly difficult going on in my life right now, but it turns out spending money is very much not a problem. It is no problem. Just ratchet up the junk food budget, go to Paris Baguette a few times, you're all set. Wow, this is pretty fucking beautiful. So I'm at the Antioch Valley bus stop, just west of Gunsan. A-N-D-E-O-K Valley. And for anyone who's been keeping up with my little adventures, this is the spot where, when it was rainy, there was caution tape put across the walkway to get down here. But anytime it's rainy, they put up the caution tape at quite a few spots, just anywhere that goes down near water. So I still went down and I walked across and it was no big deal. But there was a further path that I was like, you know, I'm not going to tempt fate here. I'm not going to go down there. Everything was fine on that day. But yeah, I've done the whole walk now through the Antioch Valley. It's fucking beautiful. Super highly recommended. I mean, it's right next to a bus stop. Very easy to get to. And it's a pretty short walk, but it's beautiful. You go way down into the valley where this little river flows through these really deep rocks. And there's a little bridge that goes above. But yeah, even today where it hasn't rained lately and it's super hot out and the water's probably as low as it's realistically gonna get, but it was actually tough to make this walk. I could barely fit. Like there's parts where you just gotta walk right next to the water or kind of hop across some slippery rocks. You know, I'm surprised that there's even a walking path down here at all because it's barely accessible by a person. I assume this is probably blocked off like a great majority of the time. But when you can make it, yeah, it's beautiful. It's really gorgeous. So yeah, off to a good start where, you know, being out in the heat, and I'm not going to miss that bus. The 201-202 bus just really triggers my motion sickness. I do not like it. The other buses aren't as bad, but that one is just death. So I was going along on the bus, and it's all hot, and I'm like, wow, this is type B fun for sure. This is totally just like, so I'll have a nice memory in the future. Between this weather and this bus ride, God, this sucks. But as has happened many times, once I get off the bus, it's real fast for the day to turn around and for me to be glad I went and ventured out. And like, Jeju Island is so fucking beautiful that even if the journey to get to one of these spots is less than great, really makes me miss the subway. No motion sickness on the subway. But yeah, now that I'm here, it's really good. This is super duper worth it. This is fucking beautiful. This valley, what the fuck? So good. Actually, the Antioch River Valley. You should go one stop further west. It's the best way to get down here. Just to make sure you get the whole thing. But yeah, despite it being a very clear day, it is still a bit cloudy, but generally clear skies. There is still cloud cover and mist on Sanbangsan, which is an especially large mountain around here. So I noticed on Gunsan, the one I'm heading to, there's just the teeniest bit of mist cover, and it's only exactly at the very, very peak, the very, very pinnacle. So I still might not get. It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell what the view's going to be like. It's very hard to gauge from down here what it'll look like up there. I mean, maybe it'll all just clear over, or maybe it'll still be just a weird swirly mist filled with kamikaze insects that have lost control of their navigation. It won't be nearly as misty as the other day. It's not close to that. But it's just funny that the little area I'm heading to is like the one little spot, just exactly right there, there's the mist. But overall, honestly, not that bad out, considering it's heat wave insanity. I've felt worse. I've felt worse in my life. I don't think there's any convenience stores around here. I got one bottle of water, but again, since I'm not going on a whole trek today, I'm basically just going straight up and coming right back down. That's probably all right. Oh, wait, no, there we go. GS25 over here, across the street. Fuck it then. Let's not take any risks. Let's get coffee in a cup and some popsicles. Probably a little extra liquid, because I've still got some cold hard cash to use up. And why risk it? Because yeah, I'm a little surprised even that I'm getting this used to the heat that I even just find this tolerable at all. I'm a little surprised because I am so much more geared for cold weather. But I mean, realistically, I'm a skinny guy. Maybe I am like built more for hot weather and I'm just prepared for cold weather. I just know how to dress for cold weather. But mercy, I miss the cold weather. I've probably said this before, but if anything, I wish Canada had more winter. As long as you're all bundled up and you're ready for it, man, it's so cool. It feels so cool to be all bundled up with your great big coat and your great big hood and have your face covered so your skin doesn't sting from the horrible cold. And then it's like you're walking, it's like you're in a spacesuit. It's like you're on Mars, but you're on the snow globe version of Mars. You're like an astronaut or a deep sea diver going out into the perfect picturesque Christmas land world. It's fucking great. As long as you got the clothing for it, winter is so awesome. But I'm getting used to summer. I'm handling it better. I don't know, I don't handle it that well if I'm just at home and it's hot and there's no air conditioning. I mean, that sucks. But as long as you're out walking around doing stuff, yeah, I don't know, I'm gonna give myself a self high five. I'm doing okay. Now that I got my floppy sun hat, my sunscreen, it's not the worst. But all right, here we are, GS25, popsicle time. Oh man, thank God it's not that bad of a walk to get up to Gunsan. I don't want to talk too loud because there's actually another person here. And I saw three people on their way down on my way up. So it's not the virtually no one that I usually see up here. Actually, I guess on the misty day I did see, that was the most people. I saw like 6 or 7 people up here. But yeah, thank goodness that 350 meters is just really not that far because I hear somebody else. Maybe they're coming up. But yeah, I feel surprisingly bad. So at the convenience store, I got a coffee, shotgun that. I bought 3 of these fancy ice cream bars that were like strawberry and blueberry ice cream bars. Buy 2, get 1 free. And then the guy who ran the convenience store, I was out front placing my ice cream bars in the cup as he came out to do something. And he nodded at it. He's just like, oh, nice, you know? Like, he indicated that he liked that idea. But I also bought a bottle of water that I guzzled down and had another backup one. And it felt good to eat all those ice cream bars at first. It kind of cooled down my core, but I think maybe just eating ice cream bars, that number of fancy pants, rich ice cream bars probably didn't help how I feel. And then just walking uphill in this insane heat. I'm starting to feel better now that I've just sat down for a sec, but I was starting to get like queasy. I'm like, this really feels bad. This is not the right weather to be out here doing this. I've said it a few times already, but I'll say it one last time for the road. That website that's about, that some guy set up about walking the Ole Trail that he highly recommended, do not do this in July and August. He's absolutely right. It's not comfortable. It's just so fucking hot. It's insane. This is such a bad idea. Oh God, don't feel good. Oh, there's a nice breeze though. I think I'll come back. I'll come back to life now, and there's no more uphill. I mean, just a little more to get to the peak. Oh, there's some of the mist. That is so crazy. I can see some of the mist like the other day where it looks like smoke. It's thick enough, but that's just so nuts. Like, how does that make sense when it's hot like this? I just don't understand. So yeah, it's still sort of generally clouded over, although the sun just came out a moment ago and it's like, oh, but it went back away. But my view is still pretty perfect. Like, I don't know what it'll be like from the tippity top peak, but from the observation secondary peak that has like the signs set up of like, here's what you're looking at, here's what all these things are. From here, it's great. I can see as far as a person could possibly see. Like the other day, yeah, that's why I didn't notice those the other day. So the other day when it was much mistier, there was a brief opening in the mist and I could see through this corridor perfectly towards some of the windmills way on the shore that I probably walked past at some point, but I don't know specifically which batch of windmills those are. And it was like, oh cool, I never noticed those before. And I can see why, because today I can see them, but it's very hard. You really gotta look close. Like if I didn't know they were there, I would have missed them again. They're very hazy in the distance, but I can see them. So functionally I can see all the way to the shore, but there are still misty clouds drifting by a little bit. Oh fuck. Oh yeah, and then behind me, if I look over toward Sanbangsan, I can't really see it at all. It's very cloudy. So yeah, the full peak is probably still pretty misty today. But anyway, yeah, of all the things, especially ones that are relatively attainable, I'm gonna start heading, walk past this fella, go all the way up to the top. For yeah, bus rides that aren't crazy, I think this was a good choice for my final thing to do on Jeju, because it is so beautiful. And in fact, I'm not even sure what else. There's so many places that are just generally pretty. Maybe even just go back to that, pay the $2 to go back to the waterfall that empties straight into the ocean. But since I just saw the third waterfall recently, I feel like I'm doing okay on waterfalls. Oh, here's a, I don't know what type of insect this is, but it's pretty large. It's right in the path and it is dead. Even the insects can't survive this fucking crazy ass weather. But yeah, all the different various beautiful areas and nice beaches and pretty stuff and waterfalls and whatever. Nothing beats a view. Nothing beats being on top of a mountain. That's just the most majestic thing. It's just the coolest. And yeah, it's not that bad of a bus ride from Seguapo to get here. If you're staying in Jeju City, this one would be a little rough. Take a long time to get here. But it's real good, man. Real good. Oh, all right, I'm gonna head up and see what there is to see. Again, I feel like probably this will probably be a case of just soak it in a little bit, imprint it on my memory. But it's so hot. I don't think there's any reason to hang out too long outside at all. And I did bring, since I ate the weird corn cob with butter flavored cookies last time I was up here, this time I brought a little packet of, from the same latte cookie line, they have the much more subtle flavor of the pineapple cookies. I brought some pineapple cookies and I was gonna eat those, but this kind of heat with my belly being full of coffee and ice cream bars, yeah, I'm not in the mood to eat anything. No food in my belly, please. That's actually pretty busy up here. 4, 5, 6, 9 people up here. This is the most I've ever seen. Kind of breezy, so that's nice. But yeah, it's actually, yeah, surprisingly misty up here. The view's not that different from the other day. The other day, the mist was a lot thicker. But even if this is only half or a third, I don't know. It's definitely less, but I think it still just adds up, you know, as you look through it, as you look into the distance. And I haven't gone to the peak because there's three girls up there taking Instagram pictures of each other. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure once it clears out, I'll go up there just for the sake of it, just go up and take a quick look. But more and more, I'm realizing that first day I came up here, I really got lucky, which is funny because, yeah, it was so overcast that whole day. and it only cleared up for that like half an hour or 40 minutes that I was up here. I got so fucking lucky. Because yeah, unless it's just a fully clear blue sky day, I feel like this is probably about as good as it's going to get, how it is right now. Because I did notice, again, my classic weather, I just used the island out in the ocean across from my hotel. And it was all clear, perfectly clear, beautiful, picturesque, except the very tippity top of that island, which is not a super duper big island, but obviously it's big enough that there was just a touch, like a little cotton ball, right at the top, right at the peak of that mountain. So nothing, it really is the perfect indicator of what kind of weather you're dealing with on this island. But I mean, this is still like, yeah, I mean, I guess it's just that I'm not getting the entire panorama, you know? Like, I'm a little bit down below the final peak. But this is still pretty good. Like, I can see 80% of everything, you know? I can still, from walking around to different little parts, I can see different areas. It's just cool, I guess, that from the tippity top peak, you can see the whole 360. But that, I feel like, is a rare, possibly a bit of a rare occurrence. I got very fucking lucky that day. Ah, the Instagram ladies. They're coming down. One of them is still making Instagram poses. Oh, and I thought her friends were ignoring her, but nope, one of them finally was like, okay, fine. Took out her phone to do another picture. So now there's two older fellas up at the top. I do like that, like seeing the mist pass by. It's just really cool. It's a really cool thing that I can't think of other times I've really experienced that, where you just see clouds just go by at your exact eye level. Ooh, and there's a nice little coolness. Like there's this extra coolness to the wind that is like not just a breeze, like it actually feels cold. Which is very fucking interesting when it's this goddamn hot in general. What fucking weird weather. I mean, Atlantic Canada has very erratic weather, you know, it varies a lot. But each specific, you know, day, I wouldn't say is particularly weird. It's just like different from day to day, but each one, it's pretty easy to put your thumb on like what the weather's like that day, where this is like all the weather at once. It's fucking weird as shit. It's super duper heat wave hot. Crazy humidity, just sweat to death, but it's sort of clear, you know. I had a lot of clear skies throughout the day. From up here I can mostly see most stuff. It just, as you look farther and farther, it clouds over more and more, and then at the very peak of this mountain, suddenly everything is way more cloudy, and you just get these little like bursts of like you just opened a freezer, like whoa. It's like, that's very rare. I haven't felt another one since that one earlier, but that even can happen. Fucking crazy. So cool. All right, the guys are coming down from the peak. So now I'm going up. I gotta go brute force my way past these fucking Instagram girls because they just will not stop. They've been taking pictures all goddamn day. They scattered. They finally stopped. It's funny though to see, I guess, to get an action pose. They're like twirling around or taking two or three steps running toward their friend with the camera to get the running pose. It's like, fuck off. I don't know. I'm sure if I was a hot girl, it'd be a different story. I'd probably also be endlessly taking pictures of myself and, you know, I'm sure it's very, what's the word? Like an encouragement loop. You take a picture, you get lots of likes, you take more pictures. Wunderbar. Oh, this is actually not bad up here. I can see a lot more than I thought I'd be able to. Oh yeah, this is actually pretty good. Nice. And so far, no giant death beetles. And there's always a lot of bees up here. I'm sure there's some around, but I haven't seen them yet. Just some birds and butterflies. Lots of butterflies. not up at this peak specifically, but all the way up the mountain. Lots of butterflies. Oh yeah, this is pretty sweet actually. I didn't expect this view to be this good. Sorry for breaking up the Instagram party, Instagrammers, but I'm glad I forced my way past you and your monopolization of the one path, because now mist is coming in. Holy God, it's so thick. Shit. I think is that one little moment all that I get? Man, I came up just in time, I guess. Yeah, I thought maybe I just could see better through the clouds from up here than I expected, but no, I guess there literally was just a momentary break. Because, yeah, now it's fogging over again. Now I can't see shit. Whew, that's fucking weird. It looks so much like smoke. It looks just like a forest fire, except instead of choking death, it's that cool breeze. It's a cool, refreshing breeze. Damn, this is one of the best views ever. It's actually not, yeah, again, 350 meters, not that bad. It's not that high, I guess, like, yeah, I'm looking down at there's a bus going by, and it is still that Mr. Rogers Neighborhood feeling of the little models in the distance, but I think even though I only went up here for the first time, a matter of weeks ago, not very long ago, I think already in my head I started to mythologize it a little. It's like, oh, the city was so far away, it's way down there. But I think this helps explain why I don't feel a fear of heights up here. It's really just not that high. I mean, it's high enough that you can see everything, but I think that has more to do with just that this mountain, this Orium, is the perfect shape, not that it's crazy high up. Like, 350 meters isn't bad, and since there's the sea right there, that is like a literal 350 meters. It's not one of these situations where the mountain height doesn't fit the relative height. This is an actual 350 meters. It's kind of like the perfect height to just really be able to see a lot, a very good view, without being like insanely high up, like some of those mountains in Japan out at Okutama, where I was like legit scared being up there because they were, you know, probably a comparable height, but they were so steep. Where, yeah, this Orium shape, it's so fucking perfect. Just this nice, gentle cap. And this one in particular, yeah, it's so cool. Just this like little extra peak. And then I'm on a little rocky upcropping beyond the peak. And there's just no trees. I'm like above the tree line. You can just see everything. And yeah, like that's where I feel like describing stuff is so tricky. Because the traffic down in the distance, like it is very tiny. Looks like little teeny. I don't remember what those were called when I was a kid. There was like micro wheels or something they were called. Micro machines. Little teeny cars. So it is high up. Everything is very far away, but not like insane. Just like, I don't know, it's just perfect. It's just the perfect height, the perfect shape to be able to see all around. Nuts, man, so good. Oh yeah, and there's this other path that I never took before. I'm gonna take that, because I can see this trail that goes to the east. Can see where it goes, that it like winds down below me and it just goes down into farmland or whatever, because I've been up and down both sides of the Ole Trail, so I'm going to take path number 3. Yeah, now it's kind of like intermittent variable mist. When I first got up to this peak and I could see stuff, that hasn't quite happened again, but now it's like one side at a time, like, okay, this side's clear, oh, now that side's clear. Still real pretty though, real beautiful. As far as being up here on top of creation, I was like, so what have I even got left to say about South Korea? And they're both the stupidest, most pedestrian things imaginable. But as I was walking up here, just I was saying earlier, like, if I have to put $20 into the coin machine for laundry, I'm gonna have a lot of extra coins left because I only need like 11 or 12 bucks to do laundry and dry it. But I realized I got $3 bills back when I bought those ice cream bars just now, and I was like, I guess I've never actually tried a $1 bill in that coin machine. Maybe it'll just give me 2 50-cent pieces. That would solve that problem. I can just get the exact amount of coins I actually need. Fascinating, huh? My laundry plan's amazing. And the other thing is, after rationing out my deodorant and not being able to find deodorant anywhere, and finally finding $11 sticks of tiny little sticks of deodorant and buying two just as a backup, ever since then, I've been going hog wild with my Canadian deodorant. It's like, all right, now let's just like double down. Just put tons of deodorant on. Let's just make sure we use this thing up before we go. Because I thought it was almost gone. But no matter how much deodorant I wear every day, there's still enough deodorant left on this thing that I can't even in good conscience leave it. I gotta bring it. So now I gotta pack away three sticks of deodorant. So it's ironic. It's like I would have made it. I guess I didn't need to buy deodorant here in South Korea. Maybe it's like, you know, when you're out in the desert and you're trying to ration your water, and the advice I've heard is that you shouldn't. Like, they've found people dead of dehydration who still had water on them because they were trying to ration their water and they just didn't drink enough water and they died. It's better to just drink all your water and just hope you get to safety before you die. But, you know, to die and still have water, quite the shame. I guess maybe I should have applied that to the deodorant. Like, just wear the deodorant. Just use your full amount of deodorant every day. I was only a smelly guy for like 2 or 3 days because I really realized quickly, like, man, I cannot cheap out on using deodorant. I just cannot do that with the sweatiness of this climate. I quickly realized it's not okay. It's not okay. If not for anyone else, even just for me. It's like, I don't want to smell like this all day. And yeah, I shouldn't have rationed it out at all. Should have just used my deodorant. When you think your deodorant's almost gone, there's more deodorant in that fucking thing than you think there is. Again, who cares? Who cares? I'm here at this most amazing view ever. And I'm talking about laundry and deodorant. Jesus. Jesus Christ. But that's traveling, man. These are the concerns. The little day-to-day basic concerns. Oh, that feels nice. Oh, yeah, that fucking extra chilly, nice, misty breeze. And I am up here all by myself now. No one else has come up, although I assume somebody will. Seems like it's relatively busy today. All right, well, I guess I'm just going to stand up here for a while. Because, yeah, also, this is keeping the that horrifying sun beating down on you. Oh, did you hear that? There was a bug flying by. But I'm gonna stand up here for a while and just soak in the cool breeze. And yeah, I'm just not actively sweating right now. It's blocking the sun. It's making the breeze cool. This mist is actually pretty fucking great. Kind of worth it for to have it obscure the view a bit. Cause man, it's so brutal down there. Yeah, I'm just gonna hang out. You know, if someone else shows up and they want to take ownership of the peak to be the new king of the mountain, then I will take off. But till then, I'm just gonna fucking stand here for a little while. All right, I thought I might just fade out there. Nice fade out on top of the mountain. But instead, let's finish sweeping up the Jeju experience. It's the next day, I'm doing laundry. And again, like, I think I'm just stupid in a lot of ways. Like, there's just very obvious basic things that I just make stupid presumptions about that don't make any sense. With the laundry thing, why did I think it would only take $10 bills? Why would it? That's so inconvenient. It makes no sense to even assume that. So of course it takes $5 bills and it takes $1 bills. So I just converted the exact amount of change I needed to do laundry. It's in the dryer right now. Why the fuck wouldn't it do that? So yeah, I got enough money on my T-Money card to comfortably get to the airport. I was gonna get up at 8 o'clock, catch the 9 o'clock bus, but I'm thinking I might actually get up at 7, catch the 8 o'clock bus. My flight doesn't leave until 1:30, but I'm just I'm always shocked at the airport how fast the time gets eaten up. It's literally impossible to have too much time. Even when I got there a day before in Calgary, I didn't feel super relaxed about it. The time still, the next day, got gobbled up incredibly fast. See, I think I might, because if everything is all set to go, and I'm sitting in the lounge ready to board 2 hours early, to me, that's I feel like that's a good target. That's what you should aim to have happen. That's not early. That's fine. That's just non-stress. But yeah, I went and bought some popsicles, and now I'm just heading to another convenience store. Now that I'm sure I got enough money for laundry, now that it's in the dryer, l'affaire est accomplie. I got $4 left, 4,000 Korean won, $4 bills. So I'm just gonna go to the store and buy something that costs $4. I don't even know what. And it'll be a perfect dismount. And yeah, I guess since I got half an hour to kill till my laundry's done, and the laundromat itself doesn't have air conditioning, so it's not particularly nice to stay in there, I guess I'm just gonna walk up the stairs up to the park and just go look at the waterfall from the top. That'll be my official goodbye to this neighborhood. Nice and close, and it is one of my favorite areas. Oh yeah, yesterday, by the way, I just stayed up on top of the mountain for like 10 more minutes, just soaking it in till someone else, I think it was another foreigner, but he was far away, so it was hard to tell. But someone else was cresting the mountain coming toward me, so I was like, good enough. I got my fill, I soaked it in. I took the little eastern path I had never taken before, and I just ended up in some of the like farmer fields, the farmer back streets, walked through, nodded hello to a nice farmer guy, got to the main street, took the bus back, biggity bam. So anyway, obviously I'm just repeating myself at this point, but Jeju has been 10 thumbs up, A double triple plus. What a nice place. I would probably feel a little different about it if I was here in the winter, because it seems like it shares the pollution issues of the rest of Korea, but I think it still would have been very nice. But yeah, summer, I mean, and obviously the dead of summer is a little suspect. Fall and spring, obviously, the best bets all around. But yeah, I can't recommend Jeju enough. What a nice place. For me, Seogwipo, maybe Jeju City would serve you better if you want to be a little more central to stuff. If you want to go hike up Hallasan, it seems like a much better starting point. But yeah, just good stuff. Oh, here we go. Let's just end with one last bit of random music. A lot of stores play music, so let's finish with this. See you later, Jeju Island.